Let's check the finance news now with Elise Morgan. Hello, Elise.
Good morning, Fran. Well, Wall Street's dropped after the Federal Reserve announced another cut to stimulus in the US and warned that interest rates could rise sooner than expected. The Dow Jones is down 0.2% at 16,248. And shortly before the close, the S&P 500 is 0.75% lower at 1,858. The US Federal Reserve has cut the central bank's monthly bond purchases by another $10 billion US dollars, which was as expected, saying there is sufficient underlying strength in the broader economy. It's still pumping $55 billion US dollars a month into the economy, though. The bank also signaled that interest rates will likely rise at the beginning of next year, which is earlier than thought. And it's also abandoning its previous stance of relying on unemployment and inflation as the definitive yardsticks for gauging the economy's strength, and says it will now rely on a wider range of economic indicators. Across the Atlantic, and London's FTSE 100 fell 0.5% as major insurance stocks suffered a sell-off after changes announced in the UK budget threatens their profits. Locally, stocks are set for a poor start to trade. The ASX SPY 200 is 0.8% lower at 5,316. The Aussie dollar is now buying at 90.29 US cents and lower against most of the other major currencies. On commodity markets, the spot gold price has dipped back down to $1,331 US an ounce, and oil prices overnight were relatively flat. West Texas crude is now worth $100.6 US dollars a barrel, Fran.
Thanks very much, Elise.